זוהר, כן?
זוהר, yes.
לכולם יש זוהר?
Okay, does everyone have זוהר? Very well.
זוהר מרגיע.
Zohar comes. I see people who come to the Zohar and they're kind of, they love it.
Zohar Lam Gimel, Amud Arba.
Zohar, Part 3, page 422. La 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 la.
פרשת ויגש, עמוד 422.
ויגש, page 422. Then Judah approached. One. Then Judah approached him and said, O my Lord, may your servant please speak, and let not your anger burn against your servant. As it is written, for you, our father, though Abraham does not know us, and Israel does not recognize us, you, O Lord, our Father, our Redeemer from old, is your name. But when the Creator created the world, each day he did his work properly. On each day he did as he should have done. When the sixth day arrived and man had to be created, the Torah came before him and said, this man that you wish to create, he is destined to anger you. If you do not have patience, it is better for him to not be born. The Creator replied to her, is it without reason that I am called patient? Two. However, everything was created in the Torah, and everything was perfected in the Torah. And as the Torah begins with Bet, the world was created in Bet. This is because before the Creator created the world, the Nukva, all the letters came before him and entered one at a time in reverse order, in the order of Tav Shin Resh Kuf, and not the order of Aleph Bet Gimel Dalet. 3. The letter Taf came before him and said, you wish to create the world with me? The Creator replied, I do not, since many righteous are destined to die in you. It is written about it, and set a mark, in Hebrew is Tav, upon the foreheads of men, and it's written, and begin at my sanctuary. Do not pronounce at my sanctuary, but rather at my sanctified, who are the righteous. This is why the world will not be created in you. 4. The three letters, Shin Kuf Resh, approached on his own. The Creator told them, you are unfit for the world to be created in you, for you are the letters used for reading Sheker, which is deceit, falsehood. And a lie is unworthy of rising before me. 5. The letter Pei and Tzadik approached, and so did all of them until they reached the letter Chaf. When the Chaf descended from the Keter, the upper ones and the lower ones were shaken until everything came to exist in the Bet, which is a sign of a blessing. And in it the world was perfected and created. 6. But the Aleph is the head of all the letters. So should the world not have been created with it? Yes, indeed, but since Arur, cursed, is read with it, the world was not created in it. Thus, although Aleph is a letter from above. The world was not created in it, so as to not give strength and fortification to the Sitra Achra, who is called cursed. Hence, the world was not created in her instead. The world was perfected in Bet. 7. For you are our father, since the word, the world, Nukva de Zeranpin, called you, was perfected and created in that degree, in blessing, in Bet, and man too was created in it and came to the world. This is why Nukva is regarded as the root of man, and we say to her, for you are our father, for you are our root. 8. Abraham does not know us, even though the sustenance of the world is in him, Chesed, as it is written, Chesed is built forever. He did not try with us as he had tried with Ishmael when he said, may Ishmael live before you. And Israel does not recognize us since he left all the blessings that he had to bless his sons for this degree to the Nukva, to bless everyone. It's written about that, and this is what their father said to them, to Nukva, is called this. Said to them means for them, meaning their father, that you will bless them. Also, in the blessing of Ephraim and Menashe, he said, the angel who redeems me from all evil, meaning Nukva, bless the boys. 9. You are our father, the Nukva, since you always stand over us to bless and to watch over us like a father watching his boys in everything that they need. Redeem us from this world, because you, the Nukva, are the Redeemer. That's what it's called, the Redeeming Angel. And that's what it means, redeem us from your name. The name, of course, is because the Nukva is called the Shem Havaya, and there is no cessation between redemption and prayer, between the blessing, redeem Israel, and the 18th prayer, just as there is no cessation between the blessing for the hand filling and the blessing for the head filling. It is written, then Judah approached him and said, O my Lord, it seems as though it would have been enough to say, then Judah approached him. However, as it's written, for you are our father, where first both Adam and Nukva de Zeranpin are at the same degree, in revealed chasadim, in the illumination of Chochmah. And Adam was created with the name Patient One, Erech Apaim, in Hebrew literally means long-nosed, which indicates that he had stretched his nose and does not reveal it so Adam would be able to receive gar of illumination of Chochmah. It is the same with the world Nukva de Zeranpin that was created in Bet, meaning appointed his palace, which is a sign for blessing, the beginning of the disclosure of Mochin of Gar, of the illumination of Chochmah. As explained, that Aleph is the concealed chasadim, Bet is disclosed chayot, animals, that chasadim that are revealed in the illumination of Chochmah.
We're not forgetting that the Zohar is even more important than in any other action that we have, to feel that we're connected together and want to be connected together in order to reveal the Creator and to bring Him contentment by that. Yes? Meaning what we want from the reading of the book is connection, so it will be the place for the revelation of the Creator, for Him to be revealed, and we will receive contentment. He will receive contentment for
it. Israel said to the Nukva Zeranpin, which is called Ata, that Ata Avinu, which is the revealed world, because the Nukva from the Chazan up of Zeranpin is called Hu, concealed, and not you. And since it is the revealed world with the illumination of Chochmah, she was told that you are our father, because also the people of Israel are from the degree of the revealed world, which is created Erech Apaim. Since Abraham did not know us, that he did not try like he tried with Ishmael. As it's written, that Ishmael will live before you, since Ishmael is Mel, Mal, and not Paraya. That does not continue Gar of Chokhmah, called Ya. And his word is in emptiness in Vak, without Mochin of the illumination of Chokhmah. And since he needs Chokhmah, which is from Chazeh and below, and he doesn't have it, therefore he is considered to the waste of the right. Although Abraham is the chasadim of the right of Bina, since he does not need Chokhmah, therefore he is covered from Chokhmah, as it's written that he is chafetz chesed. Therefore he prayed over the concealed chasadim of Chokhmah, because that's all he desired for. And there it's written that if Ishmael will live before you, and he did not say in these words about Yitzchak, about Isaac. It therefore follows that Abraham does not know us, means that this da'at is not revealed to us, and Israel does not recognize us, since Israel is the middle line from Chazeh Jezeran Pin and above, where there is the world that is covered from the illumination of Chokhmah. Hence, he left the blessings that he had to bless his sons for this degree, the Nukva, to bless everyone, since his sons are from the Chazeh Dan, which is the world that is revealed in the illumination of Chokhmah. And since he is regarded as merely covered chasadim, he could not bless them. This is why he left their blessings in the hands of the Nukva, who is the revealed world, so he would bless them. Thus Israel will not recognize our needs so as to satisfy us. This is why they said to the Nukva, "For you are our father, the Nukva, since you always stand over us to bless and to watch over us as a father, watching over the sons for everything they need, both chasadim and chokhmah." Our Redeemer from of old is your name, since you, the Nukva, are the Redeemer. This is so because there is a redemption only in Mochin of illumination of Chokhmah. Hence, the Nukva is called the Redeeming Angel. With respect to the children of Israel, also Yesod Zerah Anpin, called Joseph, is called Redeemer. With respect to the Nukva, because it bestows these Mochin of illumination of Chokhmah upon her. This is the reason why there is no cessation between redemption and prayer, between Yesod and Nukva, for it is their unification that we need. This is also why there is no cessation between the hand tefillin, the Nukva, and the head tefillin, Zeranpin. This explains the verse, "Then Judah approached him." Judah is the Nukva, a prayer, and Joseph is redemption. The text tells us that they approached each other from a zivug, until Joseph could not refrain himself, and he revealed this mochin to them.
Any questions?
No.
No. If so, we'll continue.
Ken.
Yes.
We're sitting here, people that are highly developed. We have professors, doctors, artists, all kinds of people.
Not like you.
Not like me.
Relative to the wisdom of Kabbalah, was Rabbi Shimon a doctor? Also, Rabash was not a professor. Well,
still, all these things come from the Creator.
But why are you saying all that?
Why is the Creator so weird? Instead of using this abundance, we have to be like this parrot and focus on the same thing all the time.
Our world is built upon the usage of the will to receive. Hence, it really respects wisdom. And the more we can use the will to receive, which only depends on our wisdom, then seemingly we will be rewarded more, succeed more, be able to exploit nature more. Then we discover that we have no usage from that. It's to the contrary. We just confused ourselves and went in the wrong form of development. That development has to be spiritual and not corporeal. And each time we, well, in short, we will discover this hopefully finally. But you can see that we're getting close to the end of it. The spiritual world is built upon a different force, a force of bestowal, not an egoistic force, but an altruistic force of bestowal, a different nature. It's hard for us to understand. We don't feel it at all, because all our bestowal is also reception. It's not even concealed. We can see it openly, that we're not capable of bestowing. It's impossible. Hence, just like in our world, in order to use correctly the force of reception, we need science that is all built upon the calculations of receiving. As such, we need science for the force of bestowal, not reception, in the spiritual world, not the corporeal world. And it's a completely different science, where it's very different. Let's say every plus for my benefit here could be every negative to my benefit over there would be an advantage. It's opposite. It's written, I've seen an opposite world. Nature is truly opposite. So if from this world that is completely built on the ego, I start to critique the upper world, I don't know what I'm doing. Because the ideas there, the logic, the whole discernments, values, everything is different. It's not opposite where I do instead of plus and minus and instead of black I make white. It's different. In what way different, I can't say. That's why I need a different science, a different wisdom. If you would have such professors and doctors from that world, bring them. Yes.
But still, what for?
What for what?
Like, what is Danny a guitar player for? Why did he create us all so different?
No, different because we're from the Adam HaRishon. No one is similar to the other. But the fact that we have many engagements in our will to receive, that each can express himself in different ways, it's because the light enters the will to receive, and it entered and exploded it and gave it to each his discernments, and now the will to receive is realizing all that the light penetrated inside it. If you have a desire that has an inclination towards playing, towards art, towards dance, towards science, doesn't matter what, it's because the light truly injected into the desire and the development of Adam Rishon, that great light that shattered the kli. It's the light of Gemara Tikkun, of the end of correction. It gave each and every one an expression of his own. Now you can say, is it worth something? Is it similar to some kind of expression that there will be in spirituality when they all gather together? I don't know to say that. I don't know. It could be that he, with his guitar, will play for you in spirituality. In what spiritual way does the soul play the guitar? I don't know. These are expressions of the future bestowal that's to come in our world in a beautiful and good way for everyone, where everything will cause connection. We were amoebas. You know what amoebas are, right? Very simple, single cells. Yes, you know about this. Light entered and constructed from that, I don't know, endless cells and shattered them. So each is also included from the others, and in the shattering, what happened, and we need to express it all. We need these things. That's why when we start to be drawn towards correction, towards incorporation, we will discover many new engagements, new connections, different manners between us. I'm certain much more than we have now. Many more. Because then, from the desire to bestow, you will have an inner drive to truly appear before everyone, to give, to fill. Okay? Succeed. Bye. Well, Naran.
10. When the Creator created the world, he did the lower world as the upper world. He did everything one opposite the other, where each detail in the lower world has a corresponding root in the upper world, and this is his glory above and below. And he created man over everything to contain and complement all the details of creation. As it's written, it is I who made the earth and created man upon it. It is I who made the earth. And that's obvious. He does not need to tell us. But what is the reason for I made the earth? It is because I created man upon it. It is that is the persistence of the world. So everything will be one wholeness, since man is the purpose of the whole of the world in its perfection.
We're continuing with the connection between us to expect the reforming light. Expect? Yes.
Thus the God, the Lord, who created the heavens and stretched out to them, this is the Creator up and above, Bina, the Creator of heaven, Zeranpin. Bina always corrects Zeranpin, which emanates it and influences it with Mochin, who spread out the earth and its offspring, is the Holy Land, the bundle of life, the Nukva, who gives breath neshama to people on it. The Nukva gives a neshama, a soul. 13. Another thing, everything is above Bina, since from there, from Bina, the breath of life comes out of the land of the Nukva, and this land receives the Neshama to give everything. Since the river Zeranpin extends and comes out, it receives from Bina and admits the souls into this land, the Nukva, and she receives them to give every person who is rewarded with it. 14. When the Creator created man, he collected his ashes from the four directions of the world, from the place of the temple from above, and she continued its soul from the temple above, from Bina. 15. And the Neshama consists of 3 degrees, hence there are 3 names to the Neshama, Nefesh, Ruach, Neshama. Nefesh is the lowest, it continues from the lower Nukva, from the 10 Sefirot. Ruach is the existence that governs the Nefesh, a degree above it, and extends from Zeranpin to sustain it in everything, in Chochmah, and in Chasadim. Neshama is the highest existence, the light of Bina, which is superior to the light of Zeranpin and the light of Nukva, which are Ruach Nefesh. It governs everything, a holy degree, higher than everyone, above Ruach Nefesh. 16. And these 3 degrees, Nefesh, Ruach, Neshama, are included in those who have been rewarded with the work of their master. This is so because first one has Nefesh. This is the holy correction for people to be corrected in it. Since man comes to be purified in that degree, he is corrected to be crowned with Ruach. This is a holy degree that is on the Nefesh for that man who has been rewarded to crown himself with it.
מדרגה עליונה קדושה השולטת על הכל. 17.
When he ascends in nefesh and ruach and comes to be corrected in the work of his master properly, then neshama is upon him, a superior holy degree that governs everything, so he would be crowned in a degree of sublime holiness. And then he will be whole in everything, whole from every side, rewarded with the next world and the Creator's loved one, as it is written, to endow those who love me with substance. Those who love me are those with a holy neshama in them. 18. If those who are rewarded with neshama are the Creator's loved ones, why did they die in the flood? They were indeed the Creator's loved ones. And of all those who had a holy neshama in them, which were Chanoch, Yered, and all the righteous who could protect the land, none was left whose merit was not corrupted. This is why it's written, of all that was on the dry land, all in whose nostrils was the breath of the spirit of life died. This means that they had already died and perished from the world, and none of them remained to protect the world at any time. 19. Everything is degree over degree, and nefesh, ruach, neshama are one above the other. Nefesh is the first, the lowest degree. Then comes ruach, which is over the nefesh and stands atop her. And neshama is the highest degree of all. 20. Nefesh is the nefesh of David, the Nukva, and she stands to receive the nefesh from that river that extends and comes out, which is Zeranpin, Ruach. This Ruach stands on the nefesh, and there is no existence for the nefesh unless it is in Ruach. The Ruach is between fire and water, meaning Tiferet, middle line, between Gvura, which is called fire, and Chesed, which is called water. And it is from here that this nefesh is nourished. 21. The Ruach stands and receives sustenance from another high degree called Neshama, from which the Ruach and Nefesh come out. The Neshama is the light of Bina, from which the light of Zeranpin called Ruach come out, as well as the light of Nukva, which is called Nefesh. It is from there that the Ruach is nourished, and when the Ruach travels, the Nefesh travels too, and it is all one. They approach each other, the Nefesh approaches the Ruach, and the Ruach approaches the Neshama, and they are all one. 22. Then, approached him is the approaching of the world in a world, the approaching of the lower world Nukva, Nefesh, Judah, to the upper world Yesod de Zera Anpin, Ruach, Yosef, so that everything will be one. Because Yehuda was a king and Joseph was a king, they approached each other and united in one another.
Shailot.
Questions?
Last.
The embryo develops in darkness or in the light?
What's the meaning of darkness and light?
Where is he, the embryo? In darkness?
Why in darkness? Why?
If the embryo is in darkness.
Why? Why is it darkness there? There are no windows there? You're sure?
There's nothing there.
There's nothing there? It's filled light. It's written that he sees from one end of the world to the end, to the other. It's really so. Dubar in his mother's womb sees the world from one side to the other. Now go and scrutinize what that means. Maybe it'll be a medical breakthrough?
I'm asking, the first 3 months is development in a million forms. It's really quick until all the...
Because he goes through all the previous forms.
Yeah, we can see there are all the dinosaurs, the mammoths and everything. You can see that, that all these organs appear there until after 3 months it becomes a human being.
3 moon months.
Right, but how does it happen?
B'tzit, what's the connection with the moon? What's the connection with the place that you're saying that it's darkness inside a woman and what's happening? There's no connection.
Where, like the spiritual body, we need to go through all these forms.
Not just that. We don't understand what's in there. You're connected to the whole universe. Why did they say 9 moons of birth? Not months. It's according to the moon. It's according to a different system completely. And it has all the light. All the light is truly in light.
Even from this first point we're included, do we already have the light?
If he annuls himself, he constantly grows in annulment. So he's in the light. So what's the question?
How from annulment do these forms start developing? It's like a million forms. It's you can't even comprehend this, that it's so many different forms in such a short time. But it's through annulment. Annulment of what?
Where does he write this? That every soul has to attain all its birthers and 600,000 souls. I worked at nighttime on other materials, so I'm not so... In short, it's written.
So where is this matter added from, this substance?
What matter? No, it's forms. What matter? It's, matter is flesh. He can't come to be a person if he doesn't go through being an amoeba to the last form possible. He can't. Because that's the cascading to where we are. That's how each and every one of us is.
So how do we go through this? We need to go through that. We need to go through different forms. How does it?
We also do this in our perceptions, in our mind.
We also go through this. We also go through these forms.
We are already in this, of course. We're already in this. What, don't you feel that you're a dinosaur? Look at those animals. No, it's something we've been through already, of course. All those kilim are already there. We need to come to the point of connection, in short. That's it.
No, what's that?
Well, a little more.
For the kings assembled, 23. For the kings assembled refers to Judah and Joseph, since both of them were kings and they approached each other to argue, both of them together, because Judah was a guarantor for Benjamin. He was also a guarantor for his father, in this world and in the next world. This is why he approached Yosef to argue with him about Binyamin, so as to not be an outcast in this world and in the next world. As it's written, as it's written, that they not to be an outcast in this world nor in the next world. 24. For the kings assembled themselves, they passed together. Passed by together means that they were angered together. They were angry with each other over Binyamin. It is written about it. They saw, they were amazed, and they were terrified. They hasted away, trembling, took hold of them there, meaning all those who were there. 25. Pangs as of a woman in childbirth, since they feared killing or being killed. And it was all for Binyamin. Joseph was sold under the council of Judah and was lost to his father. And now he was a guarantor for Binyamin, and he feared that he would be lost. For this reason, they approached him. Adam 27.
The Zon connected as one, so the two worlds of Zon connect together and are assembled together. Ziranpin is to open the treasure and bestow, and the Nukba gathers and collects the abundance into her. And then, here the kings assembled, meaning there are two worlds, the upper world, the Ranpin, and the lower world, the Nukva. 28. They pass together because all the iniquities in the world do not pass away and are not pardoned until Zon connect together. As it is written, and he passes by the transgression. Similarly, passed by together means the iniquities have passed away. They were pardoned because everyone's face shines in the illumination of the Zivug and all iniquities are pardoned. 29. In the correction of the offerings, when the offering is sacrificed and everyone receives this provision, each as he should, everything connects as one, and all the faces shine. And there is one connection, which is a single zivug. And then the kings assembled, meaning they assembled together to atone for the iniquities and remove them. The kings assembled are Zon, which connected together. They passed together to atone for the iniquities in order to illuminate every face, as to everything being one desire. 30. Can you ever even conceive that the kings saw and were amazed? No. These are the litigants whose joy is to execute the din, and they were instructed to. And when the king, both kings are assembled in a single desire, it's written, they saw the desire of the two worlds, Zon. They were amazed, they were terrified, they hastened away, since all the litigants were silenced and were removed from the world, and they could not govern. Then their existence was cancelled and their governance revoked. 31. Judah approached him. What is the reason that Judah approached? It was because he was a guarantor, as it is written, for your servant became surety for the lad. Judah and Joseph must come close together, because Joseph is tzaddik, yesod of Zeranpin, and Judah is a king, malchut, nukva of Zeranpin. This is why then Judah approached him, due to the closeness that they grew close together. This caused many benefits to the world. It caused peace to all the tribes. It caused peace among themselves between Judah and Joseph. It caused the spirit of Jacob to be revived. As it is written, the spirit of Jacob, their father, revived. Hence, the closeness of one to the other was needed on all sides, above and below.
Okay.
Toda Rav.
Thank you, Rav. Something that really...
What about him? Has he changed? There are those that say you have. Okay. You see, they're praying for you.
Two things. It's something that really bothers me for some time now. When they say during the Zohar to think about connection, it's the most important thing, the connection between us. The connection between us. It sounds as if, don't think, it sounds like, think of there's no one besides him. So how could it be that there's a time that you don't need to work with there's no one besides him?
What do I say while reading the Zohar? Not how you hear it, but how I said and say.
Again,
what do I say before we read the Zohar that we need to do?
What I understood, it's about the connection between us.
What for?
For contentment to the Creator. I don't know what this is or what that is.
We want to connect between us so that in that connection we will be able to prepare a place for the Creator to be revealed, and He will get contentment from that, right? You can continue that. from giving him contentment, we will be like him when he tries to give us contentment, and then we will be in adhesion. This already, it's enough for us to say Israel, the Torah, and the Creator are one. Israel are ones that yearn to reach connection through Oraita, through the light that reforms, to be in contact with the Creator. That's all the reason. This needs, exactly that needs to be in the reading of the book of Zohar. Because Zohar is the light of the end of correction that you need to insert in the text that we don't know how. That's the way it is. It works, though.
There's something I don't understand with that. If you're suffering and you come to the wisdom of Kabbalah in order to discover the source of all your pain, they say that there's none else besides him and he's good that does good. When you talk about connection, it's as if I should forget of the source of your pain.
No, why?
It sounds like that.
Pained? I personally suffered a lot from lack of recognition of the essence of the meaning of life, because life seemed to me very empty. I felt that it wasn't worthwhile living in this life. Imagine that. That's what I thought when I was like 20. Today, I'm over 70. And what for? What to live another 50 years for? Of course, I had a great sorrow that I didn't find the essence of life, the reason to live. The reason to life was a concrete reason. If there is death, then it's not worthwhile living, right or wrong.
Okay. Ken?
Right or not? Do you think that or not?
Nevertheless, if you have to live, you want to feel good all the time.
If I feel good my entire life, then it's worthwhile living.
I think so.
It's just a beast. I wouldn't agree to that. What for? What, just to pass time? Because in that time I feel good? That's disgusting.
If I were to feel good, I wouldn't think of...
But you're also given thoughts above that feeling.
Okay, but that only comes from the suffering, no?
Suffering from lack of meaning of life. Not from having other sufferings. I had nothing, lacked nothing my entire life. I never lacked anything in corporeality. Well, each one with his own fate, but in corporeality I didn't want to live at all. What for? It's not because I was in this kind of depression or illness. It's just from the fact that I didn't find a need. So, that is why I came to the wisdom of Kabbalah. So you might need something else. I don't know.
No.
I want the same thing. But I'm trying to understand. When you talk about the connection between us, to think only of that, I obviously don't know what that is.
The connection between us was still pulling the source of life. The connection between us is that same tap from which everything opens up, all the goodness.
How do you do that and not disconnect from the thoughts of there's none else besides him?
This comes from there's none else besides him.
So you're in pain and you're trying not to think of who gave you that pain. You're trying to think of...
He gave me words in order to come closer to him to not have pain anymore. I had no choice. He gives me pain in order to come closer to him. Let's say now we go through ups and downs. Everyone that's here, I don't know in what state they are in ups and downs. What do they get downs for? In order to want, out of lack of choice, to come closer to the Creator. And there are such descents that it's just... What does each one go through, more or less? There will be more. There will be more. Why? In order for you to truly have above your predefined ego to return back to the Creator.
So when you think about the connection between us, it doesn't mean that you're not...
You have no solution. You want to get rid of the problems only through the connection between us to come closer to the Creator.
So the connection between us and there's no besides him are thoughts that can happen simultaneously.
Do whatever you want. Do whatever you want. There's a limit to confusions. Besides, my job here is done. I don't work extra hours, that's enough. Yes.
We received an announcement from our friends in Los Angeles. Tomorrow morning at 8 o'clock, they're going to be visiting the shelters of those who have been hurt from the fires. They're going to do workshops with them. They're asking for us to be in a common intention with them.
Well done, well done. Very nice. Okay, and any more? Do we have a task? Announcements, anything? Nothing. Go on.
Okay, beloved friend, our daily task today on duty. We're with us, the tens from Eilat, San Francisco, Romania, virtual Colombia, and Germany, 10 number 10. And our daily task, every friend depicts to himself our common spaceship, and then we discuss in the 10 how to enter it and cause it to fly to more connection. Again, every friend depicts to himself this common spaceship of ours, and then we discuss together in the 10 how to enter it and cause it to fly to more connection. V'chaim, friends.
Hashem, Ose Shamayim Baretz.